And now we continue with the rest of the exercises proposed by Bulgarian team led by Tsveta Baliska and supporting facilitator Konstantin Kuchev. So the first exercise proposed in this audio recording has been entitled Creating a Character, and it's a part of the skills building type of exercises. It is a 30-minute long exercise, so it's rather long. This exercise develops concentration, attention, and the ability to walk in the other person's shoes. It develops basic stage skills and gives first steps towards entering a character and diving into a certain personage. It also develops empathy, the ability to understand someone who is different from you, with different visions for life and world, with different beliefs. This exercise requires spontaneity, creativity, and improvisation. It therefore supports the development of all of these skills. No materials are necessary for the implementation of this exercise. How does it go? It can be used independently or before playing out a story created by the participants. You can check also the playing a story and the creating a story exercises. The process can develop in two ways. First is created the story and then the characters, or first are created the characters and then on the basis of the characters is being created the story. It is possible that after initial creation of the characters, the participants are left to improvise in couples or small groups, which means not more than four people in each group, and allow them to create a story in the process of improvisation. The facilitator encourages each participant to create his or her character, which will be played on that specific date. It could be a character from a story which the entire group has just elaborated. The facilitator supports each participant in shaping up what kind of person their character is, what is their occupation, their nature, how he or she speaks, and so on. When all participants are ready with the basics, the facilitator says, "Now, after you stand up from your chairs, you are no more yourselves. You are the character you selected to be. You should walk like him or her. You should think like him or her. You should consider the world through his or her eyes." The participants start moving as their personages. The facilitator can speak, encourage the participants to be brave in their attempts, to require concentration, to stop them from communicating among each other before this is allowed. After that, the facilitator tells everyone to stop in their places. Then he places a hand on each participant's shoulder and interviews his or her character, asking questions in order to get to know the character better. The participant responds from the perspective of their character, using the voice of the character, using his or her manners, the gesticulation. This is repeated for all participants without exceptions. In the end, each participant knows his or her personage really well. He or she feels more comfortable and ready to enter the stage and to interact with the others, to improvise. In order to evaluate this exercise, we could ask the following questions. How did you feel being your personage? If you changed personages today, which one did you like best and why? Have you noticed that when facing certain issues, taking on the character of someone you look up to, who would deal with the issues confidently, certainly makes you a confident and more decisive person? The feedback from the children after the exercise can be summarized and used for activities related to future play shaping or story playing. The next exercise, which is again a skills building exercise, has been entitled Creating a Story. It has a duration of a minimum of 15 and a maximum of about 30 minutes. It aims to develop skills connected with imagination, concentration, attention, collaborative work and teamwork, developing storytelling skills and creating stories, developing a feeling for the story and for its logical development, which is either a fantastic or everyday life one topic, developing tolerance towards the ideas of the others and skills for following one's own impulses, taking the group desires into consideration at every step. What is necessary for this exercise are some chairs, as many as the number of participants in the group, which chairs are being put in a circle. So, how does the implementation of the exercise go? One group can hold up to 15 participants. When the participants are more, the facilitator should separate them into two or more groups and leave them to make up their stories on their own, separately, without doing more than just facilitating the process. In groups with more than 10 participants, an extra facilitator is needed. All sit in a circle. The facilitator tells them that they are about to create a story which should afterwards be played out. The first question which the facilitator asks is, where is the story taking place? He or she explains that there are no limits concerning the location and setting. For example, on Mars, on the sugar planet, under the ground, in a coffee shop, in the park, in a faraway country, etc. While the story is being developed, the facilitator is making sure that everybody is participating and agrees with the development of the story. Each proposal needs to be taken into account. It needs to be heard and respected. The facilitator monitors if the story develops in a logical and consistent way. The facilitator takes the chance to explain certain basic rules for the process of story making. How does evaluation go? You could ask the following questions. For example, how did you feel being your character within the story? Did you fit well? Do you feel that something should have been changed in the storyline? If you changed characters today, which one did you like best and why? How would you evaluate your interaction with the other characters in the story? The feedback from the children after the exercise can be summarized and used for activities related to future story creation and story playing. The next exercise, which is a skills building exercise, has been entitled Three Elbows, Two Noses. It continues for about 10 minutes. It has the following objectives: physical warming up, concentration and attention building, orientation and awareness building. The exercise includes a physical touch, which may make some of the participants uncomfortable. But this is the objective: to touch, to get to know each other, to get closer to each other. No materials are necessary for this exercise. How does the implementation go? The facilitator has considered in advance body parts and numbers. It is important to know how many participants there are, an even or an odd number, so that each participant has a partner in all conditions and circumstances. When necessary, the facilitator could also join the exercise. He or she announces, for example, three elbows, and all participants start seeking for a configuration which matches the announcement. Then it can continue with two fingers, four noses, three hips, five knees, two ears, and so on and so on. The evaluation questions for this exercise could be: how did you feel connecting with the others? Were you comfortable or did you feel not at ease? Would you say that the exercises to follow will be easier for you as far as collaboration and interaction with your mates is concerned? The feedback from the children after the exercise can be summarized and used for slightly amending the exercise if necessary, or encouraging the participants to do even more and to interact better. The next skills building exercise has been entitled Melody of the Pair. It takes about 10 minutes. Of course, it could take longer depending on the number of participants. This is an exercise for creativity, also for relaxation and for getting to know one's own voice, as well as for connection with the partner, for bravery, to sing in front of everyone. It gives information to the facilitator about which participant is confident and which is rather shy. No materials are necessary for this exercise. How does implementation go? The participants are divided into pairs. By the way, this exercise can easily be combined with the Find the Hands exercise. The facilitator gives the instructions that each pair should create their own melody, which both partners like. It can be just a melody or also has some text, rhythm with hands, with the body. The partners have 3 to 5 minutes to figure out their melody. The exercise is appropriate for groups with 8 to 20 participants. After the time is up, the facilitator puts the projector light on each couple separately, gives them the floor, and they have to sing their melody before the others, as if they are on a stage. The evaluation of this exercise could consist of the following questions. Did you enjoy creating a melody with your partner? Do you consider your attempt successful? If you could change something next time, what would it be? This is a lovely exercise for creating a connection with one's own voice and collaboration, tuning in with the voice and feelings of someone else. Excellent collaboration exercise with uplifting results. The next exercise, which is from the group of creating and playing exercises, has been entitled Enactment of a Story and Sharing. It takes about 50 to 60 minutes. Its objectives are to present important acting techniques, develop stage behavior, conducting a task, partnership concentration. This exercise helps the participants to recognize themselves on the stage, to see their omissions and character specifics. It is also a partnership fostering exercise, creating abilities to communicate on stage through a personage, improvising. It develops creativity, it develops confidence and spontaneity. It's wonderful for stage talk, also for developing a good sense of placement on the stage. Development of a stage story, passing through a complete theatrical process. This exercise does require some materials. It could very well possess chairs, shawls, pillows, other useful materials which can be used for the playing. The materials basically depend on the story which is going to be enacted and shared with the others. The implementation of the exercise goes as follows. First of all, it's appropriate for larger as well as for smaller groups. When there are more than 10 participants in one group, it should be divided into several smaller ones. The sharing at the end, however, involves everyone. When the groups are several, each group has to do the appointed activities while the others play the audience. After the story is created, for example, you can check here this creating a story exercise. The facilitator says, now create your space. Where is the stage? Where is the audience? If there are several different acting locations, how will you be passing from one to the other? How will you be depicting the different acting locations? And so on. After the actors create their environment, the facilitator asks them to go through the main points of the story. What is taking place after what, but now with their bodies. When everyone is all set and prepared, the facilitator invites them to improvise, to enjoy themselves and to be careful about their partners, to feel, to hear the partner. When everyone is ready, the facilitator gives a go, either verbally or by clapping hands. The facilitator does not interrupt the playout. He or she intervenes only if someone wants to interrupt the story or is disturbed by something. The facilitator is making sure that everyone is concentrated and deeply submerged in the story playing. After the playing of the story, there can be sharing in a circle. The facilitator can ask two questions. How did you feel in your role? Where are the similarities and the differences with your own character? And how did you feel during the playing that just took place in the story? Was there a situation which reminded you of some part of your life? If there is more than one group participating, there can also be a question, what did you feel while you were watching the others' improvisations? Something important. The facilitator should not allow evaluations or criticism. He or she should encourage the participants to only share their feelings. At the end of each sharing, the facilitator can give feedback to the participants concerning their performance individually, concerning their concentration, collaboration with the others, their improvisation, the depth of entry in each character, and so on. After the playing of the story, there can be sharing in a circle, like we said, and this is the evaluation part. The answers to the questions that are going to be put by the facilitator have the objective of proving that the exercise has been successful and that the participants have managed to touch the depth of both their characters and their inner states at a particular moment of their lives. This is a fun exercise for children and young people of all skill levels and interests. There can always be created a story that matches everyone's wishes and preferences. The enactments and the roles which children take are usually correspondent with their inner feelings, their emotions at the particular moment, the stage of life they're going through. Playing themselves out is liberating, but it also gives them an idea about what would happen if. It puts them in shoes that are slightly different from their own. It teaches them empathy. The last exercise is a sharing exercise. It's a sharing of evaluations. It's a sharing for closure of a workshop or a workshop session. Its longevity is about 20 to 30 minutes. And this is an exercise for summing up a long-term workshop. Sharing allows each participant to become aware of his or her own experiences and discoveries, qualities and drawbacks. The others who are listening to the sharing recognize some of their own feelings and experiences. They clarify for themselves concepts they were not aware of, and they understand the other person better. For the facilitator, this exercise gives feedback, what had been successful, what not so much. If anything had been omitted, what can be improved in his or her work if each participant had been taken care of individually and if the group needs have been responded to as a whole. No materials are necessary. The participants should sit in a circle. Each should share his or her experiences from the workshop spontaneously or following the circle order. Something important, again, the facilitator must not allow evaluations or criticism. The participants must be encouraged only to share their own feelings. The evaluation of the exercise could include questions concerning participants' feelings evoked by the activities in the workshop. For the facilitator, this exercise gives feedback, what had been successful, what has not been so very successful, if anything had been omitted, what should be added to a successive workshop, what can be improved in his or her work, if each participant had been taken care of as an individual, and if the group had been taken care of as a whole.